Today, the theme is about divorce. And if we're talking about divorce, we're obviously talking about marriage too, engagement, all that. So we got a lot of things to talk about today, a lot of stories, juicy stories. But I prepared something because it's your birthday tomorrow. So I have something for you.
You have something for me?
Since it's on the theme.
Oh my god.
It's a friendship proposal.
Oh,
friendship rings.
Is this forever?
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy podcast. Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you today?
I'm good. It's my last day as a 28-year-old.
Oh my god. How does it feel?
Mixed feelings. I don't feel like it's special yet. Yet. It hasn't hit me yet. Like, it's just another day. But yeah. Closer to 30.
Closer
30.
Yeah. It's just another year.
Yeah.
It's gonna feel the same. But yeah, enjoy your last day. I hope it's a happy day, your last day as a 28-year-old. 28 is a great age. I think it's like,
yeah,
spot on.
I think the perfect age would be 27.
Really?
27. I would stay in the 27.
Wow, you feel that much of a difference?
I just like the number more.
Yeah, you like the number.
It's like, yeah, a little bit younger than 28.
I like 28. I think it's also a great number. But yeah, I don't feel much difference. I just feel like years pass by quicker now. I don't know why. It's like the main difference that I feel. Do you have any plans for your birthday?
Well, I think I'm going to stay here in Porto because last year we went to Disneyland together. Yes. So, and it was amazing, but I didn't get to spend it with my family.
Yeah.
So this year I decided to just stay here and be chill. And because I don't think I can make it super special,
yeah,
I decided to just do a special thing like every day of this week.
Oh, that's cute.
To make the whole week special.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to go have dinner with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday I'm going to go have a dinner out. Thursday I'm going to the movies.
Wow.
Friday I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but we are working on it. And Saturday I'm just going to go out. To the club. Yeah.
Huh, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do you have like a party in mind you're attending or?
No, not yet.
Good.
Yeah, not yet.
It's going to be fun. Like an entire week is like, here we call it like a gypsy birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legit. That's something gypsies do. But if it is, it sounds fun.
It's good.
An entire week.
I think it's a good idea to make your birthday special. If you can't do a big thing, you just make like small little things that you love.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm going to be here tomorrow with you, spending your birthday with you. But unfortunately, I can't go out with you on Saturday, but I would love to.
When you're back.
It's always fun. Yeah, when I'm back, we can book a night out.
Yes.
It'll be fun. You also went to London last week. And
I haven't
asked you how it was because I wanted to ask here.
So I had a little event from ASOS, a dinner, and I literally flew there one day in the morning and then I was back in Portugal the next day in the morning.
Yeah.
It was actually like so much chiller than I thought. The whole journey was like, because I didn't have to check in my luggage, I only arrived at the airport like 40 minutes before my flight.
Wow.
And then there was no one at the airport on that day. So it was like inside the plane and then 2 hours later I was in London. And it was super chill. I had Amy meeting me, actually. She met me. And we had lunch. And then I went to dinner. And in the beginning it was really awkward because I feel like everyone was bringing a plus one.
Okay.
And they had like small groups already created and they knew each other and they didn't know anyone. But then I recognized this girl. You know, like Olivia Hurst? She's really cool, like street style as well.
I don't know, maybe if I see a picture, but like I'm the worst with names.
But yeah, and then we talked a lot. And then the dinner itself. So basically you arrived there and we had drinks, pre-drinks. And then the dinner itself, we had like the names marked. So I had to sit in a specific place. And that was good because everyone was like kind of mixed. And I just talked to new people as well.
So and you met some people.
That's and I met like all of the ASOS team and they were really cool. And yeah, oh my God, I had this girl. I asked her like, what's your sign? What's your zodiac sign? And she was like, okay, let me guess yours. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'm getting water. And I was like, oh my God, fucking hell. And she was like, are you a Pisces? And I'm like, are you okay?
You were mad?
I'm mad. Like, am I that transparent? Am I that transparent? And I was like, are you a Virgo? And she was like, no. Are you a Scorpio? And she was like, no. Like, I only guessed, like, I was running out of signs to say. So, yeah. I don't think I'm good at zodiac signs after all.
But I don't think you should be mad. I think if you're a Pisces, you should be proud of your own zodiac sign.
Thank you.
What do you wanted her to guess? What do you want it to be?
That's a good question, actually.
You just didn't want her to to get
to
it
be
right.
That easy, yeah.
Next one.
I was like, am I too sensitive? And she was like, oh no, it just seemed like to be like going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool.
Good. She's good.
Yeah.
She's good. She has a talent.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you're going to Paris.
Oh my God, I need to pack. I need to do so many things tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. It was kind of last minute. And I'm going for Fashion Week, but mostly, I'm excited for the trip, as always. So I'm going with my cousin, which is very fun because we never traveled alone. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun. And also, I'm just going in for this show. And it's like a big show and I never did a big show. So I'm like excited and a little, not nervous, but like, I want to know how it is. I really want to know how it is. Yeah. So I'm happy that I'm going to take that out of my bucket list. And I want to know how I feel about it. If it's as I think it is, if it's good, if it's bad. I feel like you only know these things if you experience. Yeah. And I really want to know that for myself. If I want to keep going, if it's like an experience of a lifetime or if it's annoying, if it's too snob. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm gonna mm-hmm. take a look at, and hopefully on the next episode, I can give more insight
feedback
on how it is. And hopefully I can see some celebrities and I come with some juicy.
Oh my God. You just need to go to that hotel again.
Oh my God, no.
I hope
but
you see Jared Leto
there.
Again.
Again. With the big eyes.
The big eyes.
But I'm seeing like a lot of celebrities went to Milan this time.
Yeah.
I was shocked. So if they go to Paris, at least I want to see Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye is there with his wife. So it would be fun. I think he's actually doing like a live show. He did one in Milan and I think he's going to do one in Paris. Probably completely sold out.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see how it goes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
I'm really excited.
I can't wait to hear next week all of your juiciness.
Yes. So, today the theme is about divorce. And if we're talking about divorce, we're obviously talking about marriage too, engagement, all that. So we got a lot of things to talk about today, a lot of stories, juicy stories. But I prepared something. Because it's your birthday tomorrow, so I have something for you.
You have something for me?
Since it's on the theme.
Oh my God.
It's a friendship proposal.
Oh.
We have friendship rings.
Is this forever?
It's forever.
Stop.
Yes.
Have
I have. Let me look for it. It's here.
Oh my God.
Oh, I hope
so
it fits.
Cute.
They are very cute.
I love it.
Let's see
Thank
if it
you
fits.
So much.
I thought it would be cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We never had like a friendship thing.
I know.
We were always like, we need to get like bracelets or something. So now we are married.
The next step is a tattoo.
Oh my God.
Just a tiny dot.
That's what you can commit to. Fair enough.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved it.
Welcome.
Huggy,
virtual hug.
Virtual hug.
Okay. thank you for coming to my proposal. And now let's talk about marriage and divorce. Do you dream of getting married? We talked about this before.
No, I do not. I do love a good party.
A good party?
Yeah. And I think when I start going to more weddings, because I don't go to weddings. Like, my friends are not getting married. I might be like, ooh, I kind of want a party like this. But I think I only enjoy it because it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's a, so stressful. I don't even know how to begin about, like, talking about how stressful it must be to organize, to be there, to want everything to go right. And then I feel like you feel... It's like your birthday party. Like, when... you have a birthday party and you invite everyone. If you feel like someone is like not having fun or is like slightly like, you know, an outcast or I don't know, not liking the food, I feel like you automatically feel bad, even though it's not your fault.
You feel a little pressure to make sure everyone is enjoying themselves.
So yeah, I'm not sure if I would enjoy having.
Yeah, the party on itself, I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a lot, but probably like 4 or 5 weddings. What I think is, although I like parties, usually it's not the kind of party that I like.
Yeah.
The thing that I like the most of weddings is like food.
Yeah.
And drinks, because everything is for free.
Yeah.
But usually the song choice is awful.
Oh. Girl, I would have the best DJ ever.
I hope so.
I would pick like song by song and I would want him to... That's why I also think it wouldn't work, because I would want him to play like exactly the way I want it to be played. And yeah, the vibe needs to be right.
You're gonna have like your mom, your dad, your husband,
but parents, I don't think my mom... I don't think the older people will get to the disco part.
Oh, okay. Because the ones that
at
I
least
went...
my mom's going to bed by 10, 11 p.m.
Okay, so then you can continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the ones that I went, like the old people like to dance on weddings. Mm. That's why I think people pick those type of songs that are like for everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Once again, it's your wedding, so I think it should be something that you want to listen to also.
For sure.
I would hope there are stuff about the party that I think it's cool. You know, like when the pair, like the couple, the newlyweds dance. I think that's cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about that. I think I would like to do something completely different.
Little break dance.
Yes, stuff like that. I kind of like that part, but... I don't like all the other things that involves. For me, the most scary part is like I'm a little scared of commitment in a way. And I know it's weird because I'm in a relationship of 13 years. But I think it's also because of my zodiac sign that like afraid of commitment. And I think I can have this really long lasting relationship because I feel very free in it. And if I have like a paper or something that makes it like super official and that I know if someday I want to like get out of the relationship is going to be so bad because the divorce is awful in terms of like paperwork, I would feel trapped in a way.
Yeah, that's why I would feel like a party would be nice, but not like the whole, you know, like just celebrating you two.
Yeah, you can do that, like a celebration for the couple without like the paperwork.
Yeah. And you can even exchange rings if you want.
Yeah.
You can have someone like pretend to marry you.
Exactly.
Like it doesn't need to be like...
Because I think the rings are kind of cool in terms of meaning. But then like the paperwork doesn't mean a thing for me. And also like the religious part also doesn't mean much for me. So it kind of makes it pointless, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But some people really dream of it.
Yeah.
And dream of like the white wedding. Yeah, the white dress.
Yeah.
And having, I don't know, the rings, everything. Also engagement. People love the engagement.
Yeah.
They're like...
Yeah. I do think that the engagement ring is more exciting than the ring itself.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to have an engagement ring just because it's pretty. It can be pretty.
It can be pretty. Also, you started seeing the Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. Have you watched the guy asking why he doesn't have an engagement ring?
Probably. Yeah, yeah. He was like, yeah. And then she was like, oh, she was sweet. She was like, yeah. you don't get one. You're only gonna get like one at the wedding. And then he was like, oh yeah, I saw. Some people have like different color ones, and she was like, yeah, you can have. And he was like, gold.
He wanted to be iced out and have like a really nice ring. And he was like, why can't I? And it also makes sense. It's a little weird that only one gets the
ring. I agree, and I had never thought about that before.
But we asked people who should propose to who. Let's see what we get.
I think it's cute when the girl decides to propose.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that...
I wouldn't do it, personally. But maybe it's because I also am not interested in getting married. If I was, like, obsessed with the idea, maybe I would.
But do you think your boyfriend would?
Yeah, I think so.
Propose?
I think
that's
so
exciting.
And he keeps talking about babies, and I'm like, I don't want a baby. I am a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the other day I was talking because I saw this girl that was pregnant, and now out of the blue the baby is already out, and he's already like 8 months.
Out of the blue?
Eight months, and I was like, that was quick. I didn't even like see the time passing by, and he was like, see, it's super easy. I was like, yeah, because it's not with you.
It's true.
But yeah, he really wants to be a dad.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But do you think he will like get that initiative to do everything on his own, and you're gonna be like truly surprised when he proposes? Or do you think he will like kind of like give some hints, or you could like sense that in him?
I think he wouldn't propose if I wouldn't be talking about, like, I think if I was like, oh, I want to get married next year, like, it's my dream, please, I think he would propose.
Okay.
Because he would like to get married, but because I don't look interested in it, I don't think
he's gonna propose out of the blue.
Yeah. And also, again, we don't have many friends getting married yet. And I think that's also like a bit of, yeah, you also feel it like maybe it's not yet. Like we're still young.
Yeah. And Makes sense. So some people say, I like to think the guy should propose. My man should propose to me. A girl that says, I want to propose a man, so...
Yes, queen.
But mainly man to woman, man for sure, definitely him.
I think it must be so weird to like get on one knee.
Look at your man. I just did this.
Yeah.
No, but I feel it's a little weird.
You know, like being like, I don't know, because it's kind of like, I don't know, it's weird.
I feel that whole thing would be a little weird. I don't know how I would feel if my boyfriend would get on one knee. I got out of the blue. I would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you okay?
You're embarrassing me. I don't know. It would be so weird.
Imagine if you like cringe. Get up. No. Not here.
Oh my God. Some people say it doesn't matter. It's okay for either the man or the woman. Someone said Ines to me. My girlfriend Blanca.
My girlfriend.
People are very specific here. The one with the most courage.
That's, yeah.
Someone says, as a bisexual, the man should propose. Norm is kind of dumb. Who has the better taste in rings should propose.
Very smart idea.
That's smart. Also, imagine having an ugly engagement ring. Like, you're happy because proposed to, but then, like, you see the ring and it's like,
no.
I don't know, baby blue.
No. I would be like, no, I'm not going to marry you, or that needs to be changed. I hope you have the receipt.
I hope you have the receipt. It's really good.
But I think, what did I hear the other day? I heard a girl that, and she and her boyfriend had already talked about like getting married soon. And one day they got like really tipsy and they spent the entire afternoon seeing like wedding rings together.
Wow.
And trying it on. So that helped him get an idea of what she likes.
Oh, that's cool.
Of course, she wasn't like, I want that one. She was like, oh, I like this shape. I like this shape. So yeah. And then he could pick like... So, I think that's smart.
See, that's what I was saying. If I had one of those moments with my boyfriend, I would feel like, oh, I don't know, maybe it's coming.
Yeah,
it's for like sure. A hint, yeah. You know? We also ask if people get that dream of getting married. Do you want to see? I'm wondering how Gen Z is about this. If it's like completely no.
Yes.
Wow.
No, maybe not. It's not just about marriage, but living in a healthy and long-lasting relationship. Only if I'm allowed to spend all the budget on the Vivienne Westwood wedding dress. Oh my God. Yes, Vivienne Westwood is your girl for wedding dress.
For sure.
Yes, not really. I just want a pretty dress. No. Yes, but what's more of one is to find the best person for me because I don't want to be with a jerk. Yeah, of course. Why would you get into something you can only get out of when paying for it?
Exactly.
That's literally my opinion. The only contract legally binding in the world where you sign rules you cannot see. Wow. This is so interesting. The only contract legally binding in the world where you sign rules you cannot see.
Rules you cannot see? Interesting.
Like, do you think?
Oh, like rules like being faithful, loving this woman.
Yeah. Probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. No. We have a lot. I
sense it's more yeses.
I sense it's more yeses. I would say like 60% from what I see.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Yes. Not really. No. If you want to get divorced.
Heavy.
Wow. No. No, I want to be single for life and have many, many dogs and travel the world.
Cute. That's a life goal.
No, I don't get the need to do it. As if a wedding would complete a relationship. That's also very true.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, but my boyfriend doesn't want to. Yeah, that can be a deal breaker for some people.
Yeah, even like the thing you were saying, like getting married or having kids. It's hard if you have a relationship for a long time and then when the age starts approaching, you realize you have like different opinions on this and you need to like come to, I don't know, it's very important to some of the couple, to someone from the couple, kind of, I don't know, see the point of the other one. Otherwise, it can be really tough.
Yeah. I think Sofia Vergara and her husband recently divorced because of that.
Because of that?
She's already 51 or 52, I don't know. And he wanted more kids.
What?
He's 40-something. Mm. And he wanted more kids. And she was like, no.
I think guys always want more kids because they don't have to go through anything.
Yeah.
And I know this couple, like, I know this couple that... The guy wanted kids for the longest time and it was always like annoying the wife, like, let's have kids. I want to be a dad. And as soon as she got pregnant, he found someone new, you know, and that's so annoying because it can happen. And then I feel like as a mother, you always get like this heavy part on the stuff like that, because, you know, a lot of people that don't have dads and the mom, at least when they are young, that she needs to be there. So I feel like dads, in a way, can be a little more free in the beginning. And obviously he was free enough to find someone new.
I think that's the worst type of human.
Yeah.
And even like guys who cheat on pregnant girlfriends. That's like the lowest. Like, that's disgusting to me. That's just sad. Like, because you have a woman at home, like, raising a kid. Not raising a kid. Like, creating a kid inside her body. Going through, like, whatever she goes through. And you're, like, cheating on her.
Yeah, acting like you're single or something.
Yeah. Just, I don't know.
But I feel, I don't know. I feel like some guys, not all guys, obviously, have this thing. It's almost like a checklist to them. They want, like, the job, the marriage, the kids. They don't want the kids because they feel they want the kids now. It's just something that they have on the checklist and they definitely need it. And for them, I feel that there's not, like, the right time to have them because it doesn't involve as much from them, as much sacrifice in the beginning at least. So.
And I think guys have a lot of that thing of leaving their legacy.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I don't think like my boyfriend's not like that. I don't think so. I think he generally likes kids.
Yeah.
Like he has fun with them. But like I've heard so many stories like of guys wanting to leave to like have little
their blood.
Yeah, their blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, anyways, we have very mixed opinions.
Yeah.
Yes, always have wanted to get married, even though my parents are divorced and I don't want kids. You know, I have a friend and she has her parents divorced and she told me that when she gets married, she will never get divorced.
No matter what.
And I was like, I think you're being... And she was like, Sophia, I am never going to put my kids through what I went through.
Yeah.
So when I get married to someone, it's going to be like for real. And it's going to be forever, like ride or die. And I was like, wow.
It's more of to who she wants kids with more than marriage.
Yeah.
Because the problem here is like the kids having separate parents.
Yeah, because she would spend a week with the dad and then a week with the mom.
Yeah.
And she was always, like, changing houses.
That's so tough.
Yeah. And, you know, she was always my friend that was very organized. Mm. Very, very organized. And very, like, a little bit OCD almost. And I think that's so much related to the fact that the rest of her life was a bit messy.
Oh, yeah.
So she needed to... Because, for example, I've always been the messy one. And I have, like, a very, like, structured family at home. And very, like, structured. Like, my parents' apartment was, like, super tidy all the time. We, like, it was, like, strict. It wasn't, like, strict as you're not able to go out. But it was, like, okay, we have dinner at around this time. I already knew that if I was late, they weren't going to be a little bit mad. So, yeah. And then I feel like that's... You really, like, define... Because... So... Them being so organized for me allow me to be chill and maybe be a bit more like...
Yeah, it's like a privilege to
exactly.
be able to
But to I think she had to make up for that.
For sure. Yeah. And it shapes you a lot. That part of your childhood is very important to who you're going to become. So that kind of trauma and seeing... I don't even know how to... explain a divorce to a certain age.
Yeah.
It would be very hard to say, look, now mom and dad are not going to live on the same
house anymore.
You're going to have two houses. It must be really tough. So I guess a lot of people that grew up this way might have some kind of resistance to marriage or maybe they kind of like lose the dream a little bit. I don't know. I think it's all about consistency. And the marriage is kind of like annoying because of like the paperwork. But if you have kids, I think that's even worse than all the paperwork. That's like the hard times because it doesn't matter if you're married or not. If you're going to separate with kids, it's like the turnout is the same.
Yeah.
But we also ask if people have divorced parents or not because I think they are... more and more common now.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in school, they're like, if a kid has divorced parents, he would probably like even feel a little bit like almost ashamed to say because it was not like the normal. I think that's over now because there's so many kids mm-hmm. with divorced parents mm-hmm. now. I think it's like very common.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. separated. Together, separated as hell.
Separated as hell.
Still together 40 years. Wow. Separated. Together, but should be separated. That's also something.
Yeah.
That it's very common because maybe like your friend says, like some people want to save the marriage and keep like the household together so much that they are also doing damage and they don't realize because sometimes it's like the same. The trauma is there. You don't also don't want to be in the same household, but listening to all like the drama.
Yeah.
And you can arguments.
Tell. You can tell if your parents like really like each other or if they're just tolerating each other at a certain point.
I know so many marriage like that I know older, maybe in the 40s, 50s, that they are married and they have kids and they are together, but they are not together in the way that they sleep separate and they like barely see each other.
Really?
Yeah, I know a lot of couples like that and I don't know like what makes their mind think this is like an okay way to live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they want to like save like the houses, the things that they have. They don't want to like break everything apart and start from scratch. But I feel like it's a little sad. Obviously, they can still be friends and they are they can be each other's company sometimes. But I feel like when you're 40 or 50, you're still young. You could live like another romance. I think it's a little sad to just, I don't know, keep a relationship like that. Together. My parents are divorced, separated, but still go on dates. Okay. Good.
Oh.
Good.
Slay.
Together. Thank God, separated. Separated. Divorced, separated. I think we have more separated than together here. So I think it's probably the new normal. Separated since I was born. Separated but living together. That's a new.
Wow.
That's a new. Maybe it's kind of the same that I was saying.
And maybe they're not open yet to get into a new relationship also.
Yeah. Can be hard.
Maybe they're like, look, let's get separated. And then, I don't know, they're probably going to live like a few years like that. And then they exit the house. Like, I think it needs to be a more slow.
But I think someone can get hurt in the process because if like the first one that gets like emotional available to get someone new, if the other one knows they are separated but living together, it's a little bit weird. You can feel betrayed in a way. They were divorced but got married again. Wow.
I know a story like that too.
You do?
Yeah.
I think this is cool actually.
Yeah. It's cool.
My parents are together. Though they want to be separated, but due to society, they can't. Maybe like, some countries look a little weird to the whole divorce thing.
Yeah. And some religions
too. Yeah, mostly I would say 80% probably are separated here, which is crazy. I think in schools now that must be like the new kind of normal, which is fine, I think, because you can have kids alone, you can have kids.
Yeah.
I just think it's very, you need to be very careful on how you do like the whole custody, the whole like where the kid is gonna live. I think 1 week, like you were saying, in each house, I don't know if it's.
Yeah.
But what's the right thing, you know? Because also spending the entire week with someone and the weekend with the other can be also weird.
Yeah, it's a bit unfair, you know, because they get the good. Maybe like two weeks each.
Yeah.
But I think it's just so hard. And then, for example, you're always going to end up hearing your mom talking about your dad and vice versa? Like, she also had to go. Yeah, she also had to go through that. Both talking shit about each other. And yeah, maybe if the relationship ends well. But I think you're always going to have a little bit of, I don't know, something to say.
A little salty. Yeah. I think so too. Like projecting a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Like, oh, your dad is always like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, so. But yeah, she knows him.
True.
But yeah.
Also, besides kids, I feel it's the same with pets. Yeah. We were talking the other day because I was watching this reality show that I talked here about before, which is Transit Love with the exes. So everyone is everyone's ex. And I felt so betrayed in one episode because this couple that had a relationship for 13 years. So the guy... the whole concept is for you to date each other on the house and no one knows whose exes is whose.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went on a date with this other girl and her ex doesn't know yet. But he went on a date. Okay, it's like part of the show. But the date that he kind of like arranged was walking his dog. And his dog, it was also her his ex's dog, like yeah. a couple dog. So I felt betrayed. A couple's dog. I felt betrayed when I saw that. And she was like petting him and taking pictures with him because obviously she knows nothing. So it's not like the girl's fault. But I was like, I was thinking because obviously it's his dog and he wants to like show to the new date. So I can see that point. But also if I was... his ex, I would feel like, oh, yeah. that's like my kid right there.
Yeah. No, I would be like fuming.
Yeah.
Same. You do not touch my baby.
It's hard to detach because it's also part of you and part of each other's history, but also he's a dog, so he's gonna like meet the yeah. new. But if I feel this with a dog, I can't imagine with a kid, like when is like the right timing to introduce your key to the new person.
To the new person. Yeah.
It's really tough. I can't imagine like having to separate from my boyfriend and how he would deal with like the dog and all that. One of us would feel like so bad.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't get him.
Yeah.
It's really
you would have to like make little play dates for him to like come see him or
yeah.
I don't know.
But also, it's even for the dogs and for the kids, it's the yeah. same. It's so tough. Like, that day, you're going to see someone, but then you need to say goodbye.
Yeah.
There's no right answer to these things.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, when a relationship ends, it's so clean. Sometimes yeah. you don't even see the person again.
Yeah.
But when you have kids, when you have, like, a custody to share, like, you're going to see that person is still going to be in your life.
Exactly.
And... yeah, it's going to be tough.
I would feel very jealous. Mm-hmm. Like to see either my dog or my kid. If it was my kid talking about like how...
she's so cool.
Yeah, how yeah. fun it was being with her dad and stepmom or whatever. Mm-hmm. That new girlfriend. How fun, how pretty she is.
Yeah.
And it's unfair because... it's like another human that can yeah. obviously be fun and pretty and all, yeah. but I think I would be jealous. And also with the dog situation as well. Like if I, my God, see some pictures of her, like yeah. the new girl with the dog.
Oh my God, oh yeah, my no, God. It would be like heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
There are so many heartbreaking things in the world.
Exactly. Oh my God. We asked if dogs... or pets in general, like if that happens and you break up, who should stay with the dog? Like how custody should be dealt okay. with?
Someone said the pets should have the same schedule as the children.
Mm. So the same as children, you need to arrange like a yeah, custody that is
exactly.
like 15 days, yeah. a week, something like that. But wouldn't it be super confusing for a dog to live like a week in one house and another week in another. Because dogs, they don't really understand things. So it must be, they once a week, they must feel like they are being abandoned.
Yeah.
Like, why am I leaving house?
Yeah.
It must be weird.
Now I think that my bird thinks I abandon him when I travel. Oh. Someone said the one that takes care of it the most should keep it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it too.
Whoever paid for the pet and cover the majority of the pet's needs should keep it.
No, that I don't agree. First, there's dogs that are not like bought, that were like rescued. But also, I don't know who has more money or who pays for things. Maybe it's not the person that treats the dog better or the pet better.
Are you loving it? Someone said the pet should pick their favorite person.
Imagine, like,
you know those videos where the pet is in the middle and the guy runs left and the girl runs right? You have to try that. You have to try that.
Oh,
and then you
God.
See which one the dog follows.
I think my dog, I think that's not a trustworthy.
No, because in the videos he always runs like after, like in one time he runs after the guy, the next time he runs after the girl.
Exactly. I think my dog would be like the one that it's running faster. He would think it's more fun.
Yeah. Our dog stayed with him because it was easier. I got and pet sit during the week.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Maybe she works from home and maybe the guy works away. Maybe she goes to the play.
That can be like the person that treats the dog, the pet more, that always goes to the vet with him and all that. Maybe should keep him. And then when she or he's on vacation, the other one can like take care.
Someone said you should switch every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Someone said, I don't know how to respond to that since my ex just kidnapped our dog the day we broke up.
Oh no.
Not the dog.
Kidnapped.
I would be fuming. I'd be like,
he's like, this is mine. Mine.
My baby, you bastard. If they have a normal relationship after it, share it. If not, give it to where your kid live.
Oh, if you have kids and your kid's gonna live with one of the parents, like unite the kid and the pet.
Yeah.
If there's kids involved. That's fair, but also if someone is getting the kid already, maybe the other one can get the
true. I mean, it's a win-win situation.
For who?
For the guy with the pet. The one who has more involvement should keep him.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that's the most fair.
Yeah.
What else have we asked?
The last thing we asked and we haven't talked about yet. Actually we have two more. We asked if you have divorced parents, how did it affect your childhood? I think this is going to be a deep one.
Oh my God, way more than I expected. The trust issues I had in partners and living out of a suitcase. Yeah, that's it. Living out of a suitcase.
Yeah, that's what she had to go through.
It must
and then
be
she
really
had
hard.
Like some things at one place and some things at another place. Yeah, and she had to go to one place to pick up the boots.
And you never feel like you truly
you have a place.
Yeah. Yeah, someone is saying here that she was jealous of kids that had structured households.
Yeah.
I was sad because I was seeing my dad only once a week, but now I'm good. Yeah, someone is saying the same you said, the constant pressure I was from my mother to hate my father. I think this is the worst when they start projecting.
I think it's very ugly. I think it's very ugly, but I also think that sometimes the mother may not I think it must be really hard. Imagine a situation where, like, you were married, you had a kid. Imagine you don't have many friends. You know, it's you and your husband. And then he cheats on you and he has, like, another wife now. And it's just you and your kid now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and that's another thing my friend used to talk about a lot. Her mom didn't have a lot of friends and didn't have, like, someone to talk to after losing her dad. So she started to seeing her as her best friend. And you're not supposed to talk to a kid like that.
Exactly.
So she was, like, sharing so much stuff that she shouldn't. Like, exactly. How, like, shit things that the dad would do. Like, even, like, cheating on her before and how he wouldn't, like, take care of her, of the kid. So I think that's really ugly, but I also think that's something that happens when, because the mom is also going through
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly. And I also know a case like that, that is close to me, that so the mom found out the dad was cheating, but when she confronted him first, he denied, you know, and he started saying like she was crazy. So she felt the need to tell the kids. So she had some kind of backup and showed evidence. And then the kids obviously agreed to her, which forced the husband to finally admit to it. But then it's super messy because then they stay together, but the kids already know of the cheating. So then yeah. the kids don't forgive the dad. And it's like a circle. So it's a very sensitive thing and it's hard. As a mother or as a person on the relationship to know what to do. Like, are you gonna decide to divorce before you even tell your kids anything if they are yeah. old enough, or you're gonna tell? It's hard. It's very like a gray area.
Yeah.
I am an adult and it still affects me. My mom kept me from my dad 12 years.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying here like the difference between households. So imagine with your mom, you have more like a free schedule. Uh-huh. You go at like midnight, you go to sleep. Yeah. Everyone grabs something to eat during dinner. And then you go to your dad's, imagine. And it's like complete opposite. They have like, yeah. It's a different family. So they have like the strict hours for dinner. They have strict bedtime. And I feel that can be so confusing to yeah. you, to a kid, right?
I agree.
And you like behave the way that you behave at your mom's. And then your dad is like yeah. annoying you and telling you you can't. That must be hard.
Yeah. But I think it must be also so hard as a dad. Imagine if your kid verbalized that he would prefer to be with the other parent.
Yeah. It must be so painful.
It must be really, really painful.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's not fair to make him choose.
No. Yeah.
But if he just
but
says that out
like,
of the blue.
Oh, I don't want to yeah. go back to mom's. I have more fun here.
Yeah. And I feel that can happen if they are young because they yeah. say everything
yeah,
out of their...
Kids have no filter, so...
have no filter, yeah. for sure. And yeah, if maybe the mom's house is closer to the school where they have yeah. their friends and that that age is everything. So they are yeah. probably thinking about that. But it can be hard. I think there needs to be a lot of dialogue between the parents and say something like, his bedtime is going to be this.
Yeah.
The dinner is going to be that. And both houses try to adjust to make something similar lifestyle.
Yeah, to have the kid needs a routine as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think something else that can help is like the kid living at only one place, but being involved in each other's life. So imagine we have like a kid together. So he lives with you, but I take him to school every day,
yeah.
maybe. Or he always goes on vacation with me,
yeah.
goes to the movies with me, something like that, where he can experience having fun with both parents,
yeah.
but all his stuff is
yeah.
It's
yeah,
in
yeah.
one
and
place.
And every Thursday he goes out to have dinner with you. Every Tuesday he has lunch with
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that can be, I know everyone wants their kid to sleep on their place, but I feel it must be more stable that way.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so too. If he's really little, you shouldn't have to make him go through all of that.
Yeah, I feel the same. We also ask if you would date someone that was once engaged or married or divorced.
Yeah.
Would you? I think we talked about this and you said
we
no.
We talked about this. Yeah. 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 I think I have a new opinion.
Okay. Fair enough.
I changed my mind. No, I think I would like, I would prefer to be my other half's first wife,
everything,
first
yeah.
everything, you know? So I'm like first people, first girl you want to get married with, married to, whatever. However, and after watching Love is Blind, I realized that it's actually really hard to do so if, for example, I become single next year and then I'm looking for someone else. No, no, like I think it can be really hard not to have that baggage sometimes.
You felt sorry for like the girls that had we had like one girl this season that had been married before yeah. and one that has a kid.
A kid, yeah. I think a kid can be a lot. Knowing that they have a kid can be a lot. Especially if I don't have, imagine if I'm in the same situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I have a kid and I get divorced. Then if I get in a relationship with someone that has a kid, I don't think it's a lot of baggage. But if I, in a year or two, get together with a guy that is like also 32, whatever, 32 and 33, and he has like a 2-year kid, I think it must be hard.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I don't want to see like never. I don't want to say never because if I really like him,
yeah,
I can
I think
go
that's,
through
that's
that.
That's the key. I think it's definitely hard. Any baggage is like, it weighs yeah. on you. So even in the Love is Blind, like the girl has a kid that is like 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone, it's another human
yeah.
that you're going to be connected to.
Yeah.
It's like if she lived with her mom or she has a twin, it's like
yeah.
obviously it's going to weigh on your decision. But also, I think in this case, if the guy really loved her, it shouldn't do like this pros and cons
yeah.
list, you know? It should uh-huh. be something like, let's try.
Yeah.
You can always try. And if it's too heavy for you, if you can't adapt, obviously she's the one that needs to wait when to introduce to the kid and all, because the kid can also be sad to meet a lot of
yeah.
people and never working out. But in this particular case, I think it weighed a lot to him and it mm-hmm. made him choose someone else.
Someone else, yeah.
And I think it's not fair
yeah.
also.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But definitely, it's baggage.
Yeah, it's a lot of baggage. And it's someone that she's always going to love unconditionally. You're always there after, you know?
Yeah.
If there was no kids, like, okay, you're my number one now. You're everything I see. But if I have a kid, you can be like my new boyfriend, but my kid is always going to be my priority.
Exactly. And like, imagine the kid is a brat and you want to like say something about the education of the kid.
Yeah.
But you know, like the girl's going to take the kid's side
yeah,
always because
always, yeah.
she kind of like educated him.
And imagine the kid, I don't like him.
Yeah. It's also going to wait on her.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad. Gladly.
Thank God. Yeah. Let's see what you guys... So I assume you would also be open to it.
Yeah, I would be open. Obviously,
it's not
ideal. Yeah, it's not ideal, but it wouldn't be a deal breaker. I would always try. I think about that for everything. Like if it's something that feels right, just try. And
yeah,
you know, it's not like you need to commit forever just because the person has kids, like
yeah.
any other relationship. You try and you
and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So someone said, I would absolutely still date them just because it didn't work out for them at first. It doesn't mean it will never work with someone new.
True.
Maybe. It really depends on why the last one ended. We never know if the person is good as a partner. Someone said, I don't care about that at all. Yes, of course, I don't see why not. Someone said, with caps locks, no.
Wow.
Another one said, I guess not. Someone said, yes, if someone without kids.
Yeah. So kids are definitely a deal breaker for some.
Yes, why not? After all, they're single and they might have been just in a terrible relationship. Yes, yes. Fuck no. No. Yes. No, I get weirded out when people do this.
So I guess we have split opinions
on we have a lot of split opinions. Yes, because many life experiences makes the best well-rounded humans and lovers. That's a very good...
So true.
Yeah, I do think that a man that would have gone through another, that like a divorce and someone like that, might be a bit more responsible.
I think it can be a 50-50. Yeah. It's like a gamble because it can be like a broken relationship because of his flaws, or maybe he learned from it, and now he can is more like emotionally intelligent because of that. So it's a gamble, but
yeah,
I think it's worth risking. I think people with love shouldn't be like too scared of just trying because it's a gamble. So it can go good or bad.
Yeah,
it depends.
Someone said, "Yes, it's not like it's a disability."
True.
Another level that comes with like having kids and being divorced and remarrying someone that was already married is that you become a stepmom.
Yeah.
You know?
That's heavy. If you like, that word is heavy. I think we should like try and embrace if the person has kids, but it's a heavy word.
Yeah, and it's like it has like a bad connotation. I don't know
like
why.
Like the whole Cinderella thing.
Yeah. It's like
it really comes from
and in Portuguese it's really bad. Like madrasta.
Yeah. In Portuguese, I associate a lot with Cinderella.
Yeah.
Because that's how they call like her stepmom and the stepsisters, and they were so mean to her. So
and even the Portuguese feminine word sounds worse than the masculine one.
Yeah, it does. I don't know why, but I think once again it's because of Cinderella.
Yeah.
Because there's no stepfather.
And I think a stepmom might be a witch, but a stepdad might be cool. I don't know why. It's really like deep in my brain, at least. I don't know.
That's really bad.
I think it is related to even like other Disney movies. And for example, do you know that movie where Lindsay Lohan has a twin?
Yeah.
And then the dad gets a new girlfriend and they do everything to get rid of her. Like they put her in the ocean when in a floating thing. Just
I think
to get
kids,
rid of her.
Yeah. I think kids kind of like associate with that because since it's someone new and it's kind of in a way replacing their mom or their dad, they kind of like see it as an evil thing, although it's not. And sometimes there's a lot of stories where the step parents are amazing and it's like a whole new take on parenthood and someone very special. But also there's like a lot of situations where the kids hate their step parents and they're really evil. And also we went digging on Reddit because we love Reddit stories. And there's one that we found that starts like this. I could write an entire novel on this shit. So.
Wow.
Stepmom. My dad married this crazy lady. When I was in high school. I had only met her once before. The day of their wedding.
Damn. What? What do you
That's
mean?
That's traumatizing.
What do you
meeting
mean?
Her on the wedding day. So
and it doesn't it doesn't even sound that he was a brat because high school is like a good age to already be aware of how things work.
Exactly.
So
wow.
Okay.
She demanded that he stop paying child support to my mom. He had to give her a copy of the court documents showing that it was a court order. So she didn't want the dad to spend more money with the kids from the ex-wife. Seems like she's nice. Not. Then, even though she had no driver's license, she demanded that she had a car. Guess who was driving my dad's second car? me. So then I had no car. So she demanded a second car. So the dad gave the children's car, the kid's car, to the stepmom. I went to see my dad with a friend who happens to be overweight. She put her hand on the girl's stomach and said, "Oh, so fat." This is so shocking.
That's someone with no filters and
it is.
With zero. I don't even know. Also, I don't know, like, who is picking these people to be like, because you know what? That's another thing that I feel like. It's one thing to pick someone to spend your life with. It's another thing to pick someone to spend your life with and be around your kids.
Yeah.
You have to be like twice as careful.
Picky.
Yeah, twice as picky because, that person might influence your kids' childhood as well. It's not just you and your brain that is already developed.
That's true.
So, like, why would you bring someone like that to their lives?
Oh, so fat. Who says this? It's not like a proper sentence even.
Oh, so fat. I thought it was a pillow.
Oh, so fluffy. Soon after that, she would give my dad hell about seeing me at all. Like, she would threaten to accuse him of abuse and stuff. This is deep shit. She got pregnant, and around 3 months after my brother was born, my dad filed for divorce.
Again?
She went to the hospital that night for an x-ray, saying that my dad broke her leg. This is juicy.
That's a psychopath.
The bitch drove herself to the hospital, walked inside, and said that her husband broke her leg. Turned out that she did have a broken leg when she was 12. Anyway, the divorce cost my dad over 100K. And guess whose college fund that came out of? Oh, no. Seriously, I could go on forever. This is a traumatizing experience for sure. Damn. So, poor dad also. I know he lacked in judgment, but it's like second divorce.
Yeah.
So, it must be hard. And he was being accused of, like, abuse. So, it's serious. But, this is...
Some women are just, like, cray-cray.
And I always feel it's weird because she got pregnant, right?
Yeah.
My brother was born, so she... Yeah, they had a kid together. She has, like, a brother from that relationship. And I feel it's always weird to have, like, a new wedding when your kids are from the past wedding are already, like, grown-ups and then having a newborn. It must be a little weird, like, you see your parent, your dad, having, like, this whole new family.
Yeah.
After he, like, raised you.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like he's starting fresh, you know?
Yeah. And it's like... You almost feel like you're being left behind.
Yeah.
You know?
I know this couple that, because I had this child with friends. They were my friends in school, like elementary school. And her parents had five girls. And the dad always wanted a boy. So it turned out to be always girls, you know? And then they were already grown up and they got divorced because he was seeing someone else and he got her pregnant of a boy, like, right away. Yeah. It should be so traumatizing for all the girls that felt like, in a way, that he was waiting for the boy, you know?
Yeah. And for the ex-wife, like...
Exactly, all these girls.
the new person gave him what he wanted all along. Yeah.
That's weird. I feel it's always weird to want, like, a certain gender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, these are, like, Reddit has it juicy. And we found something else on Reddit regarding marriage and divorce.
Yeah. A whole other thing called having a parallel life and having a second family.
This worries me a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, finding out that, like, the person you trust the most has, like, a total different like
Do you remember that show we watched on MTV together, and this guy, so this girlfriend wanted to catch the guy because she thought that he was cheating.
Yes.
And he was, and he turned out to be like, to have like
5 wives or 12 or
I don't know,
it was
more? An insane number.
Yeah.
And he was like a nymphomaniac. And, and it's like, how do you even have time? That's the thing I don't understand.
Yeah.
How do you have time to have another family, a whole ass family?
I feel like
and hide it.
One of the families that he's hiding should be a little blind. Like, how is always away? You know, it doesn't work.
Yeah, probably like, oh, like I feel like they are always like doctors and people that work nights, you know, because
your parents are doctors.
My parents are doctors.
She's like,
I'm like
putting them on the spot.
Not
here.
That I know of anything. But yeah, you know, like those stories that you hear, like, oh, dad is not coming mm-hmm. for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel that can work, can happen a lot if one of like the dad or something has a work outside the country.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That I feel there is a point where you think if he's been there for years,
yeah,
he must have like
yeah.
done something over there.
Yeah,
so that can happen. But maybe that Reddit story is gonna,
let's see,
it's gonna tell us how that happens.
Let's see what we have here.
So I think it's the wife that is writing or something.
Yeah, I think so. My. Okay, so the woman that is writing is a female and she is 41 years old. And mm-hmm. then the husband is 52.
Wow.
Yeah.
11 years.
So we have an 11-year gap. And the first sentence is, my husband has a second family on the side. I've been sitting with this information for almost 2 weeks and I still don't know how to proceed. Yeah.
I imagine the meme from Beyoncé sitting on the couch. I'm sitting with this information for 2 weeks.
My husband has been in what seems like a committed relationship with another woman and is playing happy families with her and her 3 sons. Okay, at least it's not there. Are they even planning on having a baby? A week ago, I stumbled on a TikTok account of this lady sharing her recipes, and in the background, I recognized my husband's back.
You know, that's what happened to the other couple I was telling you about. Because it was, so this person that I know was checking the Facebook pictures of another person, and she found like the bag that her husband always carries. That's how she started to notice, is this a coincidence? And then she got so many coincidences, and that's how she found out. Imagine.
Oh my God.
Like seeing this random photo or random TikTok.
Yeah.
And like, isn't that the code that I
gave
isn't
you? That, he's dead too.
Imagine. Isn't that his curly hair popping?
Oh my God. Wow. I wasn't too sure at first, but after taking a real good look, and as his wife, I know that fool's neck, back, legs.
Oh,
that fool's neck, back, legs, and the clothing he was wearing. So I went looking through her posted videos just to piece together a confirmation of it really being my husband. And I continued to keep an eye on him and his movements, but it seemed normal. It is clear to me now that he has his cheating down to a science. Every time you went on his work trips, she'd post his videos saying she's cooking a new recipe because her man is coming back from his work trip.
It's like a never-ending work trip. It makes so much sense now.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's a never-ending work trip.
It's a never-ending work trip. Wow. Okay.
At least he's never gonna like get this his message wrong because it's always like the same excuse to both.
Yeah.
So It's not like, even if it's a little caught off guard, it's like, yeah. How was work trip? Great. You know, great. It's always the work trip. It's kind of smart.
I would never be this. I would call him the other guy's name. You yeah. know? I it's would like, be like, you would have to be always on the edge. Don't true. You think?
True. Like, it can be tricky. Know.
Like, even the last week, I didn't tell my dad and my mom that I went to the London trip because it was so quick that I was like, I'm not going to tell yeah. them. And then when I was back...
I hope they don't watch this podcast. It's like the second time.
Love you. It was a work trip. But yeah, and then I came back and I brought some candy from the trip and I gave it to my boyfriend, whatever. And I had dinner with them and I told my boyfriend, don't tell them I was in London because I didn't share the information. And then we were having dinner and I was like, so did you like that candy? And he was like, yeah, but I prefer the other one. And my mom would. And I was like, oh, just the candy I brought from London. So as you can see, I would be like that person. And then I was like, a while ago. And it was in my house. It
was rotten candy. Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay. So I would never be this person.
Same.
I couldn't lie
to save my life. Yeah. I think it would be impossible.
And I think I couldn't sleep.
Same.
And I couldn't eat.
It must be also so stressful to give love twice, you know?
Yeah.
Just it's a lot of effort for yeah. a relationship.
And
imagine
like kids?
Two. Yeah. Three kids.
She has three kids, the other woman.
The one that cooks?
The one that cooks.
Damn. So, who is like the legit, like
exactly,
the first one?
Exactly. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, maybe she's the other woman.
Maybe she's the other woman. Wow. Okay. She would plate the food up and I'd recognize these grubby hands by their look and the way he would hold...
She feels disgusting.
And the way he would hold the cutlery. He has a peculiar way of holding it. Kind of looks like a Neanderthal discovering forks and knives.
Yes, queen.
We love this. Yeah, I would be so disgusted. I would be like, you get your filthy ass out of the house. Anyways, I can't believe this bastard has been with her for 3 years. I don't know how he found the time to start an entire relationship on the side. I thought we were happy. He tells me he loves me all the time. He always brings me a gift from his work trips. You know?
Do you think the gift is like a pair of earrings from one to bring to the other? And then vice versa?
No, he probably just buys two of each.
Oh, that makes sense. So then... If she wants, remember once you gave me this, he will always remember because it's the same pair for both.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
But imagine if one day, like, inside his bag is like a missing earring. It's like one earring.
And then the other
and the woman
three.
Was like, oh, wait a minute. I have three now. You know?
If you trust him too much, he would be like,
that's
like a glitch
silly.
In the system.
Yeah. And it was just God sending me signs and be like, you stupid bitch.
Like the same way you found the nail.
Oh my God, yeah, I have a story. Oh my God, you guys, please don't tell me.
She's shaking now.
I'm shaking. So the other day, I was cleaning up my bags. And inside a bag that is brand new, okay, it's not thrifted, I saw like a single glue-on nail and it was pink. And I was like, how is this here? Because no one I know wears nails.
Nail like glue-on
nails.
Nails. You don't wear them.
I don't wear them. So yeah, now either my boyfriend is shitting on me with a girl that has glued on nails and maybe she went through my stuff and lost one. Or he
is putting on,
putting on nails and quickly taking them off before I get home.
And putting a purse. That's what I got inside.
Like, how is it being Sophia?
I always wondered.
But yeah, it was a bit weird. But he claims not knowing.
It can be from the lady from the factory that built the bag. She was like,
you know,
yeah,
one of those girlies with the glue nails.
Yeah, bags ready.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope so. Anyways, yeah. He always brings me a gift from his work trips. When he's home, we have a great sex life and pretty much have sex 4 to 6 times a week. Wow, that's very regular.
Just with one family. If it's the same with the other, the guy is like,
yeah,
busy.
Yeah,
busy.
We talk all the time. This is insane. We talk all the time. We've been married for 21 years and we have 2 daughters.
So 3 in one side, 2 in the other. 3 kids in one side, 2 on the other.
We lost our eldest son 10 years ago. I'm so sorry. But we worked through it and got closer than ever.
I got goosebumps just now. That's like really tough.
We are even due to have our 22nd anniversary and it's his turn to plan it. Yes, we alternate who plans the anniversary each year. That's really sweet.
I'm shocked.
I know he's been planning an elaborate party for us. So why is he cheating? I am so angry and don't know what steps to take.
I would invite her.
I
on the TikTok, send an invitation.
I am utterly distraught. I thought we were happy. I thought he loved our little life. I feel like I can't think and I barely know where to start. I can barely focus. What do I do and how do I do it? I love coming on here and reading things and giving advice, but now that it's me, I feel like I can't think. I nearly burned my kitchen down because I literally spaced out and forgot that I was cooking. Yeah, see, that's the thing, you know? Like, how can you explain this?
I think it's almost like grief. Because the person you knew is gone.
Yeah.
It's been a lie. She thought she knew him and they had a happy family for 20-something years.
No signs.
No
signs of sadness. No signs of unhappiness.
Yeah. It's all not good. Like a cheating. Just like a cheating. It's like that person is completely gone. I think she's like grieving in silence and she doesn't know how to act. She's trying to believe that it's not true, maybe. So she doesn't even know how to proceed. It's probably the most shocking one we had from Reddit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I really don't understand his side. Like, how is it maybe like greed? Like, is he greedy? Like, he wants more? He wants to have more?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand because if guys want to cheat, probably it's because of not only guys, if someone wants to cheat, maybe it's because of like the sexual attraction or they want something else on the side. But this is like 2 legit families with kids and everything. So why the need? Like, do you feel the need to have 2? It's not like just a girl on the side that he has.
Yeah.
Like full on
2 families.
It's 2 families.
And it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of
one planning. He's planning her an anniversary. he lost a kid with her. It's been tough. They have more kids.
Maybe it's once they exchange 1 year, he plans, the other she plans, so he can plan. So he can plan.
He's always planning. He's always planning.
He's always working for her.
And sometimes he does like
stuff.
And sometimes he's like, oh, last year I went to that hotel with her and it was nice. I might bring her there.
The other one. Yeah, it makes sense. Because if not, it's like always every year a different planning. So it's better just to reuse the idea.
Wow. That's crazy. Insane.
I don't even know. I think probably he cheated once and he fell in love with the other two. And it kept going and then kids appeared and then it was like too late. And he kept going for years and years. Because if he has 3 kids with the other one, damn, it must be not 20 years, but something like that. I don't even know who's the OG.
Yeah.
Relationship. But yeah, what advice would you give to her?
I don't know, man.
That's too much for me.
That's Same. Too much because that's a lot of years together.
But people from Reddit was advising stuff like financial and all, because it must be hard. You don't even know if you're the OG family, so you might lose a lot from the divorce. Yeah. If I don't know if he's even like married to this one.
Yeah.
It's not legal to marry two girls, I think. So maybe she's the OG.
I don't think he's married to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Cray,
you know,
Cray.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh
yeah. So he, yeah, and the kids are not his. So she said,
so this one is the OG. Married, yeah, for 20 years.
It seems my husband has been in what seems a committed relationship with another woman and is playing happy families with her and her three sons. They're even planning on having a baby.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's the right time. And I would, if it was me, my advice, obviously, like, take care of everything so you have, like, a good divorce. I think if you need, like, just to go to a lawyer pre-breakup, just to make sure you have everything on your side. But then I would also tell her. I think it's one of those things that, like...
Girl code.
Yeah. Unless the other knows.
Yeah.
And it's okay with it. But if she doesn't, there's like a chance that she doesn't. So I think the girl code is important here. Tough.
Really tough, you know? And then I feel like once a thing like this happens, you know that the next year of your life is going to be shit.
You're going to be so like not trusting of every single other person you meet. You're going to be like second guessing everything from now on. It's traumatizing.
I think during the first year, you're not even like, you're just going to be sad all the time. Because you're going to have to like take all of his stuff out of the house or your stuff. You're going to have to get a new place to live. You're going to have to tell your kids everything. You're going to have to get used to not living with him and to get used to the person that he is. So that's, for me, that's the thing.
When it's like grief.
When this shit happens and when a relationship ends, like any type of relationship, you know that the next part of your life is gonna suck.
So true.
And that's, you can't run away from it.
Heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Reddit has it hard.
Wow.
To lighten up the mood, we're gonna play some games.
Yeah. Lighten up in the mood, we are gonna play Engage, Marry, Divorce.
Like Fuck, Marry, Kill with a twist to fit our theme. So it's gonna be celebrities. And let's see who we're gonna put the ring on, who we're gonna put the other ring on, and who we're gonna divorce.
Yeah.
All right, first round, we have Brad Pitt, Ryan Reynolds, and Leo DiCaprio.
I would kill Leo.
Not kill, engage.
Sorry.
Psycho.
Okay, sorry. Engage, marry, divorce. Ah, not engage. I would divorce Leo.
You would divorce Leo.
Because I want to kill him. And here the divorce is the kill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would divorce Leo.
I would divorce Brad.
I would marry Ryan Reynolds. And I would engage Brad.
All right. Engage Brad, marry Ryan. No, marry Ryan, divorce Leo.
Yeah.
What's your reasoning?
I love Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. I think he looks like a good husband.
He does.
So, yeah.
Very funny.
Mary.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. And then Brad, I think he's very sexy. So, engage. And then Leo, I just don't... Like, if he was a young Leo, he's really cute. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
he wouldn't
want anything to do with me because I'm going to be 29 tomorrow, guys. I'm too old for him already.
True. He likes a bigger age gap. I would engage Leo just because I want to divorce Brad. After all, like the Brad Angelina thing, I think I would probably, if I met him, I would fall in love like she did. But then like I would end up in the same faith, the same like destiny that she had. So probably divorced Brad, marry Ryan also because he's like such a nice guy, and engage to Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Second round, we have Ryan Gosling. Oh my gosh. Zac Efron and Jake Gyllenhaal. Wow. Divorce Zach. I don't want a Zach.
Same. Same.
And he appears with a new face. You know, like, here's the paper. Divorce paper.
No. Please. Yeah. And then marry Ryan Gosling. And
engage to Jake.
Yeah.
Same. I would do the same. Ryan seems to be like the guy to marry.
Yeah.
And he's been married for a while. And seems like everything is going well, unless they are lying to us like Will Smith.
cough. Yeah.
What else? Third round. We have George Clooney, David Beckham, and Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto, our friend. Oh my God, our bestie. Ooh, I don't know because...
George is kind of old for us.
Yeah, I would divorce George.
Same. I would marry David.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. Even though they had the cheating rumors.
Cheating thing.
But he's so cute.
You could dance together.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Jared Leto, he seems to be so fun. Like, he's very, seems down to earth. He's always, like, meeting these, I see him on TikTok with so many people.
He's, like, everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere meeting, like, regular people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like the type to be always surrounded by celebrities only. But at the same time, he doesn't give, like, marriage
No.
Fine.
And I don't know if I could handle those eyes 24/7.
Maybe I saw so many crazy movies with him that I can't look past
those
eyes.
They're very intense.
They are.
And we saw him in person. So they are more... I think they are more intense in person.
They are. For sure.
They look through your soul.
Next round, we have Chris Hemsworth, Channing Tatum, or Hugh Jackman. Oh my God.
I don't know who's Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
Mm.
I would marry Hugh Jackman. I would engage to Channing. And I would divorce Chris Hemsworth. I don't find it all that.
I would do the same, but I would marry Channing.
He's cute.
Yeah,
he's cute.
Very cute.
Then we have Liam Hemsworth.
That's Miley's ex.
Exactly. Heath Ledger or Christian Bale. Oh my God. My face.
I would marry Heath Ledger. In a heartbeat. And then...
I would divorce Liam. I don't like
same.
His vibe. I would marry Christian Bale and I would engage to Heath Ledger because if I married Heath Ledger, I would be
I'd be a widow. A widow.
Dark humor.
But yeah, I would still do it.
It's worth it. I think it's worth it. What else we have? Last round, we have James Franco, Orlando Bloom, and Justin Timberlake.
You know, I don't find James Franco that special.
I like him. I don't like Orlando Bloom.
No, me neither. What's the third one?
But James Franco seems a little cray-cray.
Yeah, I've heard some stories.
Justin Timberlake.
If he was a young Justin Timberlake...
I would divorce Orlando because I don't really like him, so... James Franco. I would marry James Franco and engage to Justin, I think.
I would switch those two, maybe. But I'm not very into, and I don't like
either.
His answers. Not proud of it.
Very well, we have six marriages, six divorces, and six engagements. And this was fun.
This was fun.
I liked it. I don't know if either of us will ever get married, but if we do, I hope it's you, and I hope you invite me to your wedding. I want to dance to your playlist. And I can take pictures of your wedding dress if you want.
And I'll be that girl. I want to see your dance moves.
Oh, on the dance floor. I don't know. I don't want to, like,
and
take the spotlight.
I know. I feel like your wedding would have the best food ever.
Why?
Yeah.
Spicy food.
I feel like
spicy food.
Everyone like this. Like, I need water, and I'm like, yeah.
I feel like she would have Korean ramen.
Oh my god.
Pasta. Probably pizza.
Yes, obviously.
I feel like it would have it all. And desserts. I feel like it would probably have like a chocolate fountain.
I think all my friends really want me to get married. I'm the only one that does.
At like, least do a party.
Yeah.
At least.
All my friends are like, if you guys had a wedding, it would be so fun. But like, we are the ones that yeah. want it. Because I feel that's the exactly thing.
Yeah, you Everyone want others to get married.
Yeah, because yeah. I think your wedding day is fun for everyone yeah. besides you.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably only enjoy it by the end when you're already drunk.
Yeah.
Because before that, it must be a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
so, for sure. Sorry, guys. I don't think it's happening. But yeah, I hope I like that we got married today.
I know.
And see you next Monday. See you guys next Monday. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Bye.
I was like, that was quick.
You know, I'm traveling. I'm like,
yay.
Bye, guys.
It's like, see ya.
I forgot about
but yeah, time. We have to decide about next week's theme, guys. So let's take a ball.
Time. ASMR. That was a big crack.
That was satisfying.
Ugly or just poor?
Oh my god.
Wow.
This was Ari's idea.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like,
saw.
We have, let's explain them how this works. So we have a little team. It's me, Iris, and the producer, that's it.
A little thing.
And from time to time, when the balls start to get empty, we have a little brainstorm. And we decide what themes we want to put in here. And Iris suggested this one. And I don't know what it consists on. So she's going to explain.
All the reasoning for this was that I saw a TikTok of this guy that was being interviewed. And they asked this question to him, and he was like, had this entire thing that he thinks this is truly legit, that no one is pretty or ugly, that everyone is just like, some people are poor and some have like the means to look better. So I thought we could like think about it too for
ourselves. Some are poor and very pretty.
Let's see. So save your opinions for next Monday, because we're gonna have a lot to talk about being pretty, ugly, or just having money and fixing everything.
We're gonna do some name dropping here.
let's see what people have done.
Yeah, anyways, thank you so much for watching. You guys are the best. We love you.
Don't forget to subscribe to this pod so we can keep talking with you and growing this channel. And also follow us on Instagram and leave us comments, ideas, anything you want.
Yes, please. We love to read our comments. So DM us as well. Our box is always open.
We also had our first hater.
Yeah.
Love you guys. See you next Monday.
Bye.